Life is still within you. There will be no way you'll experience the new life.
如果你还是保留那个旧的自我中心的生活的话，你根本没有机会经历那个新的生命。
And you're going to find that getting rid of that old life is going to be the most difficult task of your life.
你会觉得要把旧的除去是在你生命里面最大一个障碍。
You know, why was that battery left in my car?
那为什么我那个旧的电池仍然在车里面呢？以前。
Of course, I should have taken the battery out and put it in the house for that year, so it wouldn't be frozen through the whole winter.
所以我应该把那个电池拿到房子里面，就不会在外面冷冻。
The truth is, I tried and I couldn't get it out.
就是我曾经试过，但我不能把它拿出来。
Now you might think that's surprising.
你会觉得很奇怪。
I do know quite a few things about cars.
我对汽车有一点认识。
And in the past, I have frequently removed batteries from cars.
很多次我要把我的电池从车里面拿出来。
But this time, the battery got stuck so tightly in the car that there was nothing I could do to get it out, short of almost breaking the thing.
反正一次那个电池是上得非常紧，我根本没有办法把它拿出来，除非我把它弄破。
The garage obviously had some equipment that I don't have for removing.
当然，在那个修车房里面，他们有特别的机器可以做这一点。
And that is the problem with many Christians.
其实这个也是很多基督徒的一些问题。
Can't get the old thing out.
就是不能把旧的拿出来。
Try as you will, that old thing is there.
你可能会非常努力的尝试，但那个旧的还是仍然没有拿出来。
And then only then can you put the new one in.
因为旧的拿了出来，才可以把新的放进去。
What is the new one working like?
那到底新的电池是怎么样呢？
That means living a kind of life where Jesus is the power of this life.
就是在你的新生命里面，耶稣是你生命能力的来源。
Now sin destroys all life quality.
因为罪会影响会毁掉我们一切生活生命的素质。
That's why the church speaks about sin.
所以为什么教会要提到罪？
We don't like the idea of sin.
我们不喜欢听到这个关于罪的。
But you have to understand.That just like disease, which destroys your physical life quality, sin destroys your spiritual life quality.
就好像病会把你的身体毁掉，罪也会把你属灵的生命毁掉。
What sin do you hide in your heart?
到底在你心里头你隐藏什么罪呢？
One little sin will ruin your life quality.
有一点点小的罪就会毁掉你生命的素质。
Take for example anxiety.
比方说忧虑。
Anxiety is something that affects almost everyone today.
因为好像每一个人都会有这个情况的。
Now you may be surprised. Is anxiety a sin?
那到底忧虑是一种病吗？
The answer is yes.
是罪吗？
It is a sin.
是罪。
Why?
为什么？
Because it expresses the lack of faith in God. The lack of faith is itself sin for a Christian.
为什么忧虑？就是因为没有信心。如果没有信心，在一个基督徒来说是一种罪。
If you trusted God, you wouldn't be anxious.
如果你相信神的话，你根本不会忧虑的。
What's going to happen to my job?
就哇，我的工作怎么办呢？
What's going to happen to my health?
我的健康怎么样呢？
There's endless things to worry about.
有无穷尽的东西来叫我们忧虑。
If you go on the road today, there's a lot of reason for anxiety. The road is slippery.
如果在路上开车，你有很多事情要忧虑的，因为非常的滑。
So some people hang a little talisman on the car.
有些人就挂一个小小的 what is
some kind of 小小 a little image or something like that.
一些小的食物。食物装饰的东西。
Some saint, you know, who is supposed to protect you.
就好像一些圣人的那个像，就祈求希望他来保守你。
Anxiety.
为什么？因为心里太个焦虑。
Anxiety eats away everything.
所以忧虑会把一切都毁掉的。
You don't have to be a physician. Look through at the faces of people when you see anxiety.
你不需要是医生，你看人的脸，你就知道他们是多何等的忧虑。
Is my girlfriend still going to love me tomorrow?
我的女朋友明天还爱我吗？
What about my husband? Will he be faithful to me?
我的丈夫他会对我忠心吗？
What about the children?
我的儿子呢？
Are they going to grow up as good children?
他们会长大作为好的人呢？
Are they going to get into drugs?
他们会不会去吸毒呢？
What am I going to do if they get into drugs?
如果他吸毒，那我怎么办呢？
Oh, worry, everywhere worry.
所以每一样东西我们都会忧虑。
Oh, it's frightening.
所以是非常可怕的。
study, of course. I mean, those who study, what marks will I get?
当如果念书的话，你会忧虑到底你的分数有多少
？My marks are no good. I got no future.
如果分数很低的话，我就没有前途，没希望。
It's funny. In my days, I never bothered with study.
在我学生的时候，我不太担心这个考试。
I'm so relaxed.
我是非常的清闲。
Every day, just playing ball.
每天都去打球。
Scolded by my father.
那才能给我父亲骂你，到底会不会去念书呢？
I never worried about this.
我从来不会担心。
And somehow I always passed. I don't know how.
但无论怎样，我还是能通过的考试。
I haven't figured that one out.
我从来还没找到什么原因。
But there was once that I really worried.
但有一次我真的是担心了。
And that was when I had to do my examinations in divinity or theology, as it's called.
就是我一次在神学院要面对的一个考试。
That was an elimination exam at the end of the first year.
这是一个淘汰的一个考试，就念了一年以后一个淘汰的考试。
If you fail that exam, you're gone.
如果你考试不通过的话，那你就退出。
And I was so busy in the church, I never studied for the exam.
因为我在教会很多的侍奉，所以根本没时间去读书。
And next day was going to be that exam.
然后第二天就是要考试了。
Wow, this time I got worried.
这一次我就真的担心。
One day to prepare for the exam.
就是有一天的时间来预备我的考试。
You know, it's amazing. I sat up the whole night.
我就整夜不睡的。
From the evening till dawn next day.
从傍晚到明天的清早。
I studied through the whole grammar book in one night.
用一夜的时间把整本那个这个语法的书都念通。
But next day I went to the exam, I was so tired I could hardly see.
第二天我去考试的时候，那么非常困，差不多连那个题目都看不清楚。
Well, amazingly, I passed.
很奇怪，就是我都通过这个考试。
Maybe the examiner was also so tired he couldn't see.
可能那个批改那个题目那个人他也很困，所以看不见我的答案。
Anxiety that beats at us.
所以，因为忧虑会慢慢的毁掉我们的生命。
All sorts of tensions.
因为忧虑会带来很多的非常令我们非常紧张。
Not to mention the whole list of sin mentioned in Galatians 5:18-19 onwards.
更不用谈加拉太书五章十八节那里讲很多的罪。
All kinds of sins, jealousy, murder,
各种各样的罪
sexual sins, all kinds of things.
在性方面的罪。
Every sin, no matter how small.Will destroy your life quality. That is why Jesus came to remove sin, because sin destroys life quality.
又每一样罪，无论是多小，它都会毁掉你生命的素质。为什么耶稣来就是对付这个罪，以致我们得到这个丰盛的生命
？And why talk about righteousness?
那为什么要谈到公义呢
？Because righteousness is what brings life quality.
因为公义就带来一个生命的素质。
I was just reading the other day, what quality?Just a smile can bring.
有一天我就在想到底一个笑容能带来一个什么的影响。
Of course, if you have no life quality, you can't smile.
当然你心里没有任何的喜乐，你根本不能有任何的笑容。
And it's very difficult to smile.
或者非常的困难有挂上一个笑容。
But have you noticed the difference? People were asked once why they go shopping in this particular place and not to that place.
有一些人就问为什么你去这个店买东西不去别的店呢？
Is it because this supermarket has more goods than the other one?
是不是这个超级市场那个货品比较多呢
？No.
其实不是。
When they did the survey, you know the answer is very surprising.
他们做一个统计，那个答案是非常简单的。
You know what was the answer?
那个答案是什么呢
？It's because the attendants at the checkout and elsewhere they smile at the customer at one place and they didn't smile at the other place.
就是在这个店里面，就是 收钱的人脸上就会挂这个很甜的笑容，但在别的店就没有了，所以很多人都喜欢去这个店买东西。
A smile affects the customer and it will cause him to come back again.
因为如果有一个好的笑容，那个客人他下一次也会再来。
It's really something to think about.
这是我们应该好好的思想。
In other words, people didn't go just to get their groceries.
因为他们去并不是买东西那么简单。
They were also desirous of getting that smile.
他们也希望看到一个甜甜的笑容。
Amazing.
多么的奇怪。
Such is our spiritual poverty that we need a smile.
看到我们心灵的贫乏，就是一个笑容对我们来说已经是一个挺大的收获。
You know, between husband and wife, one forgot to smile at each other. You see each other every day. Who needs to smile?
因为丈夫跟妻子每天都见到，是很少会想到要给对方一个笑容。
It's amazing what a smile could do, even in a marriage.
因为在一个婚姻里面，一个微笑 带来的影响也是很大的。
That's assuming you can still manage to smile.
当然是假设你还是能放出一个微笑。
Jesus came in order to give us such a life that we can still smile, even when things are going tough.
耶稣来，虽然我们生命里面遭遇很多的挑战困难，但我们还是能有脸上挂上一个笑容。
That is what the definition here is. Abundant life, as we saw, the first definition is extraordinary.
这个就是这里说的丰盛生命。我刚才说第一个定义就是一个超乎寻常的生命。
What is extraordinary is to be able to smile when nobody else finds anything to smile about.
是当别人都觉得没有任何原因要笑的时候，你还是能脸上挂上一个笑容。
When the whole world is glum, the Christian should be able to smile.
当整个世界人都拉长了脸的时候，基督徒还是能够摆出一个笑容。
Of course, it's already difficult. You have to force a smile onto your face.
当然，甚至觉得很勉强的。
And I don't mean that smiling is evidence of joy.
我并不说微笑这代表你里面有很大的喜乐。
I often feel joy that I don't smile.
很多时候心里我觉得喜乐，但是我不会有笑容。
But it should sometimes manifest itself in a smile.
但有时候应该，如果你里面有喜乐的话，你脸上一定会有一个笑容的。
Of course, some people are so trained that they smile the whole time. Their face is sort of fixed like this.
因为有些他们经过很好的训练，无论任何时候，他们脸上都能摆这个笑容。这个脸上肌肉受过很好的训练。
Just like those people in that supermarket, they were trained. You got to smile at the customer, so they smile.
就好像在那个夜店、那超级市场那些收钱的人，他们经过训练一定要摆出个微笑。
Because they are paid to smile.
因为他们得到这工资的。
They don't smile, they get fired because it affects the business.
如果他们挂一个笑容的话，他们就会被开除。
That one we call in Chinese 苦笑 They have to smile, but
这个就是在中文里说It's a half-hearted smile.
So when Jesus comes, he gives us a life force within us.
当耶稣来的时候，他把一股新的生命力带进我们的生命里面。
This one, as I said, would take much longer to expound.
当然，这个需要更长时间来好好的研究。
Put very simply, it is like this.
很简单的来说。
In which, in living my life, I step aside.
是在我生命里面，我要站在一旁。
I put away my own feelings.
我要把我自己的感受拿开。
I feel down, I feel low, I feel anxious.
可能我感觉忧虑，我感觉心情低落。
I put all this away.
我把这一切放开。
I throw it out with my old self.
也把它连我的旧人都除掉。
And then I let Jesus take over.
然后我就让耶稣来到我生命里面掌权。
I have to do this every moment.
这每天每一刻我都要这样做。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白我是说的吗？
That means he is the one living his life in me.
就说耶稣是耶稣活在我的里面。
To say that Jesus is my life is meaningless.
如果说耶稣是我生命是没有意思的。
Unless he is really living his life in me.
除非他的生命是透过我显现出来。
And in order for him to live his life in me,
如果他要把他的生命活在我的身上的话，
I have to get out of the way.
我一定要把自己的一切挪开。
That means to say, yes, in my heart I may feel anxious.
不是我心里面觉得忧虑。
But as soon as I feel anxious, I say, sorry, Lord, I got in the way again. Now you live your life through me.
如果我觉得忧虑，我就跟主说，对不起，我又来用自己的办法了。
This truth takes longer to develop.
当然这个真理要用更长的时间来慢慢的了解。
But I hope you begin to understand the crucial element of life quality.
我希望你们了解那个生命素质那个很重要的一环。
And by the grace of God, that you will aim to let His life quality be manifested, realized in your life.
希望透过神的恩典，也能够在你的生命里面真的得到这个丰盛。
So when people meet with you, they said, "Wow." This is something different.
So, 当别人跟你相处的时候，他们真的说，哇，这人真了不起。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。